Hundreds gather outside ICE Detention Center in Los Angeles. Demand sanctuary ordinance in every city. By Paul Bois on December 20, 2024. Hundreds gathered outside a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE center in Los Angeles demanding a sanctuary ordinance in every city. Organized by the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights, the rally formed a 1.5-mile march starting in the city's famed Olvera Street toward a nearby ICE detention center. The gathering was in honor of International Migrants Day in protest of President-elect Donald Trump's plan for mass deportation. "We want a sanctuary ordinance in every city," said an event organizer. Flor Martinez Zaragoza, a resident of San Jose who identified herself as a Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) recipient, said fear has been spreading in her community. "There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear in the community," Zaragoza told reporters. "My goal is to stand in solidarity but also as somebody undocumented, somebody with DACA, my own rights are at risk," she added. "I'm not afraid, but I know a lot of people that are. I'm just here to show them they're not alone. There's people fighting back." Democrat mayors in the United States have already pledged to oppose Trump's deportation plan in one way or another. More than us having Denver Police Department stationed at the county line to keep them out, you would have 50,000 Denverites there, said Democrat Denver Mayor Mike Johnston. Related, California AG declares state will fight Trump on promise of mass deportations of illegal aliens. It's like the Tiananmen Square moment with the rose and the gun, right? You'd have every one of those Highland moms who came out for the migrants. And you do not want to mess with them. After severe blowback from Republicans, including Trump's incoming border chief, the mayor walked back his comments, clarifying that the city of Denver would only not aid in the enforcement of federal law while encouraging his constituents to protest. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.